Hello, boys and girls. Gather round, pull up a chair, open your laptops, turn off your cell phones. It's time once again for Uncle Dave's podcast about Tiger, macOS 10.4. In today's exciting episode, I'd like to talk to you about Automator. Automator is one of those big-ticket, heavily hyped new features in macOS 10 Tiger, and it's designed to simplify and automate tasks that you do a lot. You could use it to automate backups of your iPhoto photos or certain folders on the desktop. You could use it to automate zipping and uploading certain email attachments. Now, if all of this sounds distinctly familiar, you're not alone. This is sort of how Apple used to describe AppleScript, which itself was supposed to be a user-friendly, much less technical than programming way to automate certain tasks on the Mac. The difference is that Automator involves no coding at all, no typing out of commands whatsoever. AppleScript may be a very easy English-like programming language, but it's still a programming language. In Automator, Apple presents you with a list of programs on your Mac, and within each program, a list of ways that you can automate it, things you can control, like processing images from the Finder or attaching a file to an outgoing message in the Mail program. You are supposed to build these macros, build these little software robots, by dragging these actions into a sequence visually. So, AppleScript, somewhat difficult, lots of experience required, but you can do almost anything with it. Automator, no experience required, very easy to use, just can't do that much with it. Now, what's really cool about these Automator macros that you build, or workflows, as Apple calls them, trying to desperately to avoid the techie term macros. When you're done, you can save one of these workflows as a standalone, double-clickable application icon that you can use like any program. You can stick it on your dock, you can trigger it from the keyboard if you have one of those shareware keyboard launching programs, and so on. Now, saving a workflow as a double-clickable program icon does bloat it up quite a bit, as much as 20 times bigger on the disk, which can be a big deal if you intend to distribute the workflows online, you know, sending it by email. But think of the flexibility, man! Another cool possibility is to save your finished workflow as a plugin. That means you can install it right into the shortcut menus in the Finder, you know, the little menus that appear when you control-click something or right-click something. You can also save a workflow as an alarm in iCal that runs automatically at a specified time. So using Automator and iCal together to trigger an automatic backup or to send an email reminder automatically or to wake you up by playing a certain iTunes song, these are all no-brainers. So if you're brand spanking new to this whole automation game and you've been overwhelmed by AppleScript and you want to give this Automator thing a try, by all means, give it a crack. Go through the tutorials in my book. Did I mention I'm writing a book, macOS 10, The Missing Manual, Tiger Edition? No? Okay. Or, better yet, study some of the workflows that people have already built. Go to automatorworld.com or the Automator page on Apple's website and look at some of the ready-made workflows. Open them up in Automator and take a look at how they've been built. I think you'll be surprised and delighted, if not by what Automator can do for you today, then for the potential once more programs are automatable and more programmers have written actions and workflows that we can work with. Because just remember, the whole point of having a computer is to save you time.
You've been listening to Tiger Tips from David Pogue, best-selling author of macOS 10, The Missing Manual, published by O'Reilly. For more information and excerpts from the Tiger Edition, visit www.missingmanuals.com.